You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Classic Joe question as well. Can I have a Joe?
The wire. The extreme weather system that is continuing to affect the North Island caused havoc throughout Tāmaki Makaurau on Tuesday. The state of emergency declared in Auckland drew stark contrast to the Auckland anniversary floods in January and Cyclone Gabrielle in February. Auckland Emergency Management, Civil Defence and Auckland Council sprung into action as the rains poured down throughout the city, with heavy rain warnings issued in North and West Auckland. As extreme weather events appear to become more frequent, do Aucklanders and management agencies need to reconsider how they react and deal with these situations? To receive input and analysis, whilst also determining how well agencies have responded to the recent weather, I spoke with Dr. Lauren Vanell, Lecturer of Emergency Management at Massey University. Auckland saw quite a large influx of people on the roads, causing hours-long travel delays. Do you think this mass exodus out of the CBD and from different regions in the city could be quite unwarranted and cause travel delays for first responders and essential services that need to access the roads?
I'm not sure about unwarranted. We definitely want people to be somewhere safe during flooding and ideally have families and households together. We do also, though, want to have roads clear enough for essential services. And we have seen some fairly dangerous driving through floodwaters, which is a concern. With something like a severe weather event, which we do have a little bit of warning for, it would be great to see more support for people to stay home or get somewhere safe ahead of time so we don't see these traffic jams.
Do you think, or how would you rate the response of Auckland Emergency Management, Civil Defence and the Mayor's Office as they continue to respond in the aftermath of Tuesday's weather?
Yeah, I guess first I would just like to acknowledge the mahi that Emergency Management and Council are doing. The vast majority are good people doing their best while they're also dealing with these impacts themselves. Now, acknowledging that I'm not an Aucklander, so I didn't live through it, it seems there has definitely been some strong points to this response. It was great to see proactive communication and swift action in particular. And of course, there's always things that can be done better in any emergency response in any part of the country. So for me, the main test of the Emergency Management and Council response will be in how they learn and improve for next time. Probably not something people want to be thinking about right now, but unfortunately, there probably will be a next time.
Is the response of Aucklanders to these extreme weather events becoming quite coded now? Do you think we're going to get used to it, especially since this is the third time in the past 4 months that we've had an event like this happen in the region?
That's a really interesting question, and it's probably something we're going to have to find the answer to. Fortunately, these sorts of repeated events aren't too common, although with climate change they might become more common. There's a really fine balance between getting used to something so that you know what to do in response and how to do it, and becoming normalised to something where you maybe stop taking it as seriously.
Where do you think trauma and stress play a role in how Aucklanders responded to the anniversary floods through to Gabrielle and then yesterday's weather?
Yeah, so stress is an adaptive response. It's part of our body's way to keep us going and alert in dangerous situations. But it does impact our decision-making and it can heighten emotions, both positive and negative. Particularly for those Aucklanders who have been hit repeatedly, the stress and anxiety from previous events can compound. This might affect people's ability to process information and make the best decision.
Do you think, as these events, like you said, that as climate change causes effects on our weather patterns and these events become more frequent, that we're going to have to review how we do respond to these events in the future? I guess where I'm going with this question is, do you think that council, emergency management and civil defence should roll out an alert system or some type of alert plan similar to, you know, the ones that were used during COVID to smoothly roll out an emergency response in these extreme weather events?
Yeah, so council and emergency management do have response plans, and it's really important that these get reviewed every time that there is an emergency event like this. What I'd really like to see is continuing and maybe increased public education around things like weather and flooding so that people in communities know what to do maybe without having to receive an alert, but also so that they understand what their council and local emergency management are going to be doing in response, when they might get an alert, when they might not, and what they should be doing in response to it. So it's that conjunction of, you know, improving our response plans as much as possible, but also making sure that the public knows enough about what those are, but also know enough about the hazards so that they can act in the best way for themselves.
Do you think Aucklanders, and actually just people across the country, as they become subject to all these weather events, will grow somewhat complacent to the warnings that are given to them? And do you think there is a silver lining where we can continue to live our lives amidst this weather, these weather irregularities that are just becoming more and more common? And will we heed information and advice from these agencies still in the same way?
Yeah, those are great questions. So extreme weather is a slightly tricky hazard because we do have forecasts, which are usually right, which is great, but they aren't always. So we know there can be a bit of backlash if warnings are sent and then the impacts don't arrive. So there's that balance of, you know, warning people when they are in danger, but not when, you know, we're really uncertain about the hazard, I guess. And yeah, we don't want people getting complacent about these events. We know that that can happen, particularly if people experience a lot of events and aren't too negatively impacted themselves. We know that people tend to assume future events will be like past events. So if people have been through, you know, floods or whatever and they've been okay, they might get complacent about their risk in future. There is definitely, you know, silver linings to these events. We do in New Zealand learn from events pretty well compared to other places around the world. And I mean, hopefully, I know it might be a bit too soon, but hopefully people in Auckland and up north who've been through these events, they do feel like they are better able to cope with them in future because of what they've learned, you know, what they've learned that helps them and what doesn't help them and what they should do.
That was Lauren Vanell, Lecturer of Emergency Management at Massey University, speaking to me about the response to Auckland's floods this week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.